AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Tennessee has signed a bill to limit drag shows in the state. It's meant to extinguish popular drag story hours in which drag queens read to kids. The word drag is not mentioned in the bill. Instead, it changes the definition of adult cabaret in Tennessee's law to mean adult-oriented performances that are harmful to minors. Republican lawmakers advanced a bill aimed at putting limits on drag shows in Kentucky. A juror was removed from the jury that will soon deliberate the fate of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch in his double murder trial. The reason? She discussed the case with other people. Five other jurors have now been removed. The defense has been presenting closing statements. Attorney Jim Griffin says this case was not handled well by investigators.
We believe that we've shown conclusively that SLED failed miserably in investigating this case. And had they done a competent job, that Alec would have been excluded from that circle.
Murdoch is accused of killing his wife and son and faces 30 years to life in prison. The House Ethics Committee announced it's launching an investigation into embattled New York Republican George Santos. The Justice Department says former President Donald Trump can be sued by injured Capitol police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the Capitol riot. Federal officials have begun investigating a close call between planes in Boston, and they provided new details about a harrowing incident at an airport in Texas. The NTSB said it has not determined exactly how close a FedEx cargo plane passed over the top of a Southwest Airlines jet last month in Austin, Texas. One official said it's within about 100 feet of each other. The Los Angeles Lakers say LeBron James is expected to miss most of the month of March with an injured tendon in his right foot. The Dow finished up 341 points. This is AP News. Ukraine denies Russian claims Ukrainian saboteurs have entered Russia.
Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak called Russia's accusations a classic and deliberate provocation, with Ukraine believing Russia's claims were an attempt to justify stepping up its own assault in the ongoing war. The exact circumstances of the incident reported in the Bryansk region were unclear, including what the strategic purpose of such an attack would be. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the perpetrators Ukrainian terrorists, claiming that they deliberately targeted civilians. The apparent incursion came just days after Putin ordered the Federal Security Service to tighten controls on Russia's border with Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
His family says Jerry Richardson, the Carolina Panthers founder and for years one of the NFL's most influential owners, until a scandal forced him to sell the team, has died peacefully. He was 86. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.